るキャリア、時代の声を聞く。 F コミは心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをポッドキャストとビデオキャストで配信します。皆様のポジティブなキャリアアップを図るために、さまざまなキャリアを積んだ方、著名人、知識人、外国人、企業人事関係者のインタビューをお届けします。第83回 F コミポッドキャスト、今回も駐日ラトビア共和国大使ペーテリス・バイバルス氏にお話を伺います。戦前は発展していたラトビア、日本とラトビアの違いの一つとして、ラトビアでは若者が養殖につき、若いパワーで国家の急速な発展に尽力していること。後半は日本とのビジネスの可能性として大使が提案するものとは。第3話、あるべき姿に戻りつつあるラトビア。あるべき姿に戻りつつあるラトビア、復興、日本とのビジネスの可能性。
And then after 1990, a lot of people really had and felt this opportunity to, that now we have chance to do something, to achieve something by ourselves. So, and everyone was trying to find out what to do and how to do. Problem was, of course, that we didn't have an experience. It was problem, disadvantage. But advantage was that mostly young people around 25, 27, 30 years old were those who joined all this movement for rebuilding statehood, for rebuilding economy. And I can tell that in Japan, of course, there is strong hierarchy, and only when you are an appropriate age you can be on some positions. What happened in Baltic states in general, in Eastern European states, happens that basically young people took key positions around to give really a shift move for a quick move for the country to develop. And till now, mostly all the state leaders and ministers, they are around 40 years old. So this is average age of those who started 15 years old as 25. Now they are around 40, and they are still there trying to keep this speed of development. But things are changing, and of course we are going more back to normal. We are not anymore in such an extreme process of reforms. So basically all the state institutions are established, they are stable, they are developing, and it means that now it takes much longer time, of course, for career.
あるべき姿に戻りつつある母国。
I would like to use this opportunity and at first say that relations between Latvia and Japan has dramatically increased, actually, not improved, because they, all the time they were good, but they were on low level. But during last year, relations our have dramatically increased, and of course the top of everything was visit of their majesties to Latvia a month ago. So we were very honored by their majesties, the emperor and empress, visiting Latvia on 25th of May. And this was really a signal for us that Japan considers Baltic states as very serious partners.
ラトビア経由のロシアとの取引の進め。
And my message to young people in Japan and to everyone in Japan is that let's work together. We have one, although geographically distance between our two countries is quite big, but if we are looking on the map, there is only one country between us. So actually we are very close neighbors, and we share the same country which is between us, it's Russia. And my proposal is that we can't cooperate very much doing business. As a market, Latvia and Baltic states is very small, but we have people who are very well educated, who know Russian language, who know mentality, who have business ties. We have strong banking sector, we have very developed infrastructure, ports, railways, which are connecting Baltic Sea and major ports in the Baltic Sea with Moscow, with St. Petersburg, with Minsk, with Kiev. So we can offer all these services to Japanese business to come to Latvia, to establish in Latvia, and to do business with Russia. Use our experience, use our knowledge, use our links, our banks, our networks. So basically this is my message. Do not be afraid. Latvia is a very friendly country and we see that we can cooperate. Our political relations are excellent. We have enormous big exchange of culture. We have Latvian performers like Gudrun Kremer, like Maris Jansons coming and performing in Japan. Now it's time for joint and common business.
次回は駐日エリトリア国大使エスティファノス・アフワキハイレ氏第1話の配信を行います。 F コミでは今後も著名人、知識人、外国人のキャリアに関するインタビューを配信し、心を揺さぶる転職、キャリアアップに役立つメッセージをお届けします。なお同じ番組を映像付きのビデオキャストでも配信しています。アルファベットの F とカタカナのコミで検索し、ぜひサイトにアクセスしてください。サイトアドレスは http://carrier-finders.net。 オープニング・エンディングの音源素材は音の葉っぱ様よりご提供いただいております。